I'm an old man now, at 45 and change, for I have seen with my own eyes a monster enter our culture.
Weekend Edition film commentator Kevin Murphy.
Sitting in a cushy seat at my local Regal Cinema, I saw a thing that made no sense, which baffled and enraged me, while all those about me sat enjoying themselves, blithely munching cereal grains and sipping sugar water. You might think I'm talking about The Matrix Reloaded. No, my friends, that was easy pudding for me. I'm talking about the 20-minute video advertising program, baldly called The 20, brought to us by Regal Cinemedia, NBC, and Turner Broadcasting. Oh, we got boatloads of new show previews, truncated bits of alleged entertainment, ads, and ads. See this show, buy that video game, drink this substance, wear that fabric. I saw Greg, the Darman Greg, I don't know the actor's name and I don't care. He was talking about some stupid made-for-TV horror movie he was in. I noted to myself how oxymoronic it is to have a made-for-TV horror movie. Then I floated off into a familiar mental middle distance, and the cushy theater seat began to feel like a lazy boy with a cup holder. And then it hit me. The whole experience hit me like a large Mr. Pibb with extra ice dropped on my head from the balcony. I was watching network television in a movie theater. Now, you should know that I wrote off network TV years ago. For me, it's just a delivery vehicle for movies, and a damn poor one at that. But now the movie theater, my movie theater, the one I pay money to enter, had been turned into a delivery vehicle for network television. There it was, that same canny sound, that same grainy grain, that same high-pressure hose of uninteresting crap, furtively trying to make itself look interesting. I wanted to cry. You want to know why I wanted to cry? All around me, people sat in pleasant comfort, sort of nodding, munching, all turned the same direction like a herd of dairy cattle on a windy day, all staring off into that mental middle distance. It was that television stare, that hypnopompic half-trance when advertising can steal into your head half-bitten and replace chunks of your personality with freshly created desire. They were watching network television in a movie theater and they liked it. They liked it, and now it's happening everywhere, infecting more and more theater chains. And this week, Regal announced that it will pay out almost $600 million in dividends to its shareholders. It's a done deal. There's no turning back. Matters are worse. Begun this Clone War has. Sorry. I hope not to go back to the Regal chain, but if I do, I'll wait in the lobby until the mind control is finished and it's safe to go back in the theater. I'll leave it to the youngsters, the ones who will pile up against each other to see the Hulk or Charlie's Angels. It's not for me, this newfangled television in the movie theater, so I'll sit in the lobby and wait, an old man of 45 and change.
Kevin Murphy lives in Minnesota, and he's actually 46.
Hey!